Blog Talk Radio.
All opinions, comments, and representations made by the hosts of Brilliant Ideas Radio and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes. Well, at least that's what we think we're doing. Entertaining you. Welcome to Brilliant Ideas Radio. Brilliant Ideas Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. Brilliant Ideas Radio is about food, music, and most importantly, having fun with your friends. And now, here is the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas. So join the fun and call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Maybe I come on too strong. You got your opinions, and the right to say I'm wrong. That's the way I am. What you see is what you get. I'm a free thinking, beer drinking, politically incorrect redneck. I don't hate nobody, don't mean to stir things up. I don't use the right words, I ain't sensitive enough. It's gotten too damn easy to step on people's toes. You sugarcoat the truth or get sued before you know. No matter what I say, somebody gets upset with this free thinking, beer drinking, politically incorrect redneck. I'm sorry, I'm so backward, so crude, so second class. Help me out and tell me, what's the PC way to say, kiss my ass? I wonder who these people are that sit around all day, making up a list of words we can and cannot say. They got everybody thinking, this should be the law. I've read the First Amendment, I know my rights, y'all. Well, call me civil-minded. Well, that's what you expect from this free-thinking, beer-drinking, politically incorrect redneck. I'll tell you, sir. No regret, I'm a free thinking, beer drinking, politically incorrect redneck. I'm a free thinking, beer drinking, politically incorrect redneck.
That's right. You can tell them all they can kiss my grill. Go look that up in your PC dictionary.
Good morning, everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio land. This is the Brilliant Ideas Radio Show. I'm Brilliant Ideas with my trusty sidekick, Mr. Aaron, over in Florida. Good morning, Aaron. How's everything going over there in Florida?
Good morning, brother. Going pretty good, man. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day.
Hey, hey, hey. We got a heck of a show today. We've been busy. Looking for all kinds of guests for our show, and boy, do we have a good one today. We actually have three. I guess I don't want to hurt the feelings of the other two, but we've got a big one for our first guest this morning, and I just want to hurry up and get rolling here because he's a busy man, and I get him on here. And I guess, are you familiar with the Lizard Lick Towing Company there, Aaron?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'm the sad part is I'm like 5 episodes back behind this season. I'm familiar with him.
Well, we got Ron. He's surely coming on here and joining us from the show. And yeah, that's a big True TV hit. It's called Lizard Lick Towing. And Ronnie's coming on here to join with us. And you know, I have to play his the superhero music because for us to have someone like Ronnie on the show, it's like we've got a superhero visiting us here on the Gray and Ideas radio show. And I want to welcome Ronnie to the show. Hey, Ronnie, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Milo, I appreciate y'all having me on.
Thank you very much for joining us. Man, we love your show. I have to tell you, first of all, Ronnie, that was about 3 or 4 months ago. I was up late one night, and I was just channel surfing, trying to find something to do, and I caught on to your show. It was the first time I had seen the show, and it was one of those nights when it was a Lizard Lick Marathon.
Yes,
and, dude, you got yourself a fan because I think I must have watched like 6 or 8 episodes all in a row.
Well, Bo, we sure do appreciate it, man. We that show right there is kind of like pretty much like bacon wrapped in chocolate because once you start eating it, you can't let go.
Now, the thing I do know is as much fun as it is making the show and some of the things you guys do and cut up a little bit, I mean, that's some hard work you guys get into, isn't it?
Yeah, Bo, I mean, honestly, you know, we've been towing and repoing about 23 years, and usually, Bo, honestly, we're busy in a bummer being a bucket of tar, and then the show come along and made it a little bit busier, and, you know, family of four and a redheaded wife that'll put a rattlesnake in your pocket and ask you for a light. I got a pretty busy life.
So you actually started the towing business 23 years ago, and then how the heck did they all of a sudden you end up on TV?
Well, they actually my wife is a former world champion powerlifter, and she's a licensed mortician. You mix that with the fact that she does mixed martial arts, and, you know, I got a towing company and a haircut that looks like Sonic the Hedgehog, and you pretty much got a reality show.
Well, it's a heck of a show, and for those people who may not have seen it before, it comes on True TV on Monday nights. Now, the actual new season is coming out soon. When does the actual new season start?
Our next season starts in July, so we just finished this season about 3 weeks ago, and we're already filming for next season, which will start in July.
All right. Well, I have to say it's hilarious to see some of the things that happens when you guys are out there trying to repossess vehicles, and none of this is scripted either, right? It's just whatever happens, happens.
Yes, sir. We don't have any scripts. We don't have any writers, and that's what kind of, you know, blows people's minds. If you see blood, we've never used fake blood. If you know, you see me and Amy or me and Bobby arguing, Bo, we're on it like two pit bulls on a legless cat. I mean, when we go at it, brother, we go at it.
Two pit bulls on a legless cat?
Legless cat, buddy.
Well, you're famous for your Ronisms, and my favorite one, when I was watching that show that night, and I think it was something like nuttier than squirrel turds, I believe.
Oh, yeah, nuttier than squirrel turd, nuttier than a porta potty at a peanut festival. That's some of my favorites.
So what's the big plans for the upcoming season? Anything exciting going to happen that you can share with us without giving away any secrets?
Well, you know, the good thing about this season, Bo, is we really took it back to basics. We're concentrating on repos a whole lot more, trying to leave the women drama out, Bo. And, I mean, I think fans this season, when they watch it, Bo, they're going to be happy and a hungry baby in a topless bar. I mean, it's just going to be, you know, a bunch of crazy redneck, Bo, just having fun and doing repossession.
Oh, God, that one caught me off guard, Ronnie.
So I understand, too, the reason why we wanted to have you on the show, because this is a food show, and you guys have just come out with a new Lizard Lick barbecue sauce, and I understand it's off. You can buy it at Walmart. Tell us a little bit about how you got into the sauce business.
Well, you know, Bo, we're country's cornflakes, and to be honest with you, buddy, sauces, you know, if you grow up in the South and you ain't making your own barbecue sauce, I mean, everybody down here got more barbecue sauce than they got girlfriends, and you know, you grow up, you know, pretty much killing what you're going to eat, and you got to find ways to make food taste good. And when you're married to a woman like I'm married to, you need a whole lot of sauce. So you know, Bo, it's actually just been some family recipes we've had for, you know, passed down from my great-great-grandfather, and we just really enjoy, you know, cooking pigs and grilling out. And that's just what being country and southern and the family's all about on the weekends. And this guy from Big Show Food approached me and said, Bo, I tried your sauce, and I'll be honest with you, you know, it made my tongue drill a hole in the top of my mouth and slap my brain around. I'd like to market it. And I said, you know, as long as you don't find ingredients and as long as we use fresh stuff and, you know, as long as you don't make it, you know, like for the masses and cut corners, I'll do it. And the best thing about Big Show Foods is that's what they do, Bo. They keep everything original. What you're tasting is actually our recipe. Every time they make a third batch, we can make sure that we still think it's where it should be. And but they started marketing it, Bo, and I'm going to tell you, man, that thing took off like Janet Reno's blind date.
Reno's blind date. So it, how many different flavors do you guys have?
Do what, buddy?
How many different flavors do you have, different sauces? Are you there? Did we lose him? Uh-oh. Aaron, you still there?
I'm still here.
Uh-oh, I think we lost him. Hold on 1 second. This is live radio. Don't you love it? Don't you just love it, Aaron?
Oh, I love it. I wouldn't have it any other way.
I tell you what, it looks like we may have lost him. Ronnie, you there? Ronnie,
yeah, I'm
there?
Here, buddy. I'm here. You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now. What happened?
Sometimes, though, I get confused as an Amish electrician. Somehow I hit the mute button with my face.
Hey, you know, I want to laugh about it happening, but I've done it probably 15 times. I've done it myself. I just pull it off and hit that mute button.
You know what? Some people hit the mute button on our radio show on purpose. So anyway, what I was asking you was, what kind of different flavors sauces do you guys have?
You know, Bo, we actually have five total flavors. You know, the one that's actually my recipe is the Pop's barbecue sauce, and that's the one that my dad and my best friend, Brian King's dad, we call both our dads Pops, and that's our family recipe. And then we have Repo Ron sauce, which is a little bit sweeter, and that's a sauce that we actually created because my kids don't like a very vinegary-based sauce.
Right.
And, you know, kids love ketchup. Well, man, you know, I think ketchup is about as useful as chicken crap on a pump handle. Ketchup, to me, ruins food. And that's just my opinion. But, you know, it ruins food. I like flavor. So I came out with a sauce that, you know, it's thick like ketchup, but it's just a lot more flavorful. And then Amy, my wife, and if you've seen the show, you know that, you know, she's hotter than a Billy Goat's butt in a jalapeno pepper pack. She loves hot sauce, buddy. So she has her own hot sauce, and she came out with a marinade that she actually likes. And, you know, I'm not a big marinade guy, but I actually use her marinade. You know, I've done a lot of dry rubs in my life, and I love my vinegar sauce, but I actually use her marinade a lot now. And then, of course, Bobby, you know, you got to think about Bobby, Bo. Bobby's always, you know, he's my right-hand man, he's my bulldog, but anytime we do something, Bobby's got to be all up in the mustard and trying to catch up. And so he had to come out with his sauce, so he's like, I got my own sauce. So I'm like, well, put it in here and we'll have. So we got five sauces that came out, Bo. And honestly, they're, you know, like I said, they're our sauces, and that's what's the greatest thing about them. And I tell you, Bo, you know, there's a lot of good sauces on the market, and everybody has a different flavor. But, I mean, I promise you, Bo, if you'll try our sauce on anything, you know, chicken, rib, steak, I mean, it doesn't matter, Bo. It'll run a buzzard off a gut belt at lunchtime. It's so good.
Now, here's the question. Is the Pop's barbecue sauce what y'all gave to Nature Boy? Rick Flair. Did he eat Pop's barbecue sauce?
Say that one more time, buddy.
Rick Flair, did he eat Pop's barbecue
sauce? Rick Flair, yes, sir. When Rick was at the house, Pop's barbecue sauce is what Rick ate. And, you know, Rick from Charlotte, you know.
Well, Pop's barbecue, yep. Exactly. Well, Pop's barbecue sauce is what I got to have here at the house.
Yeah, Rick from Charlotte, Rick's a big vinegar-based guy, man, and he loved it, dude.
So, now, you can find this sauce at Walmart, is that right?
Yeah, we actually, I tell you what, the sauce is really, really taking off. It's at selected Walmart right now to give us a test run. And let me put you right here on speakerphone so I can. Piggly Wiggly's got it. I was trying to get you a list of all the places because it's taking off so much. But right now we're carrying it. Participating food lines are trying it out. Participating Walmarts. Charlie C's is carrying it. Harvey's, Reed's, the North Carolina Piggly Wiggly's. And it's starting next week. Winn-Dixie's going to carry it, and Philo's going to carry it. And
all right.
It's really taking.
I think you hit the mute.
Store location.
I think you hit the mute button again. I think you hit the mute button with your face again.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. Now, if people are not local, can they can find and actually buy the sauce at LizardLickSauce.com?
Yes, sir. You can buy it at LizardLickSauce.com, and it's got a store located on there for the Walmarts and the Charlie C's, the Harvey's, the Food Lines, the Bilos, the Winn-Dixie's. You know, if you go right on there, you can find a store locator, and if not, you can order it straight off the website. Or anytime you see us doing a meet and greet, we always have our sauce with us. So if we're in your state or we're in your town and we're coming to visit, Bo, come on by and get you some sauce because we have some with us.
Speaking of meet and greet, you got one of those today, but what's your schedule on your meet and greets in the next couple of weeks?
You know, I mean, honestly, Bo, we're running around like a funeral home fan in July right now, and it's just we film and work all week, and we do meet and greets almost every weekend or every other weekend. And LizardLickTowing.com has our list and schedule, but I think we're doing 13 different states between now and December.
Wow.
We're out to Alabama, Pennsylvania, New York, Florida, Georgia, West Virginia, Virginia. I'm actually going to Wisconsin. So, you know, we're going to be traveling all over. I'm a big believer, Bo, that God put us here and fans keep us here. So, you know, we thank the good Lord above for what he's given us, but we take the time to go out and meet all our fans because that's what keeps us where we're at.
Well, you probably never thought that towing would take you where you are now, I bet.
No, Bo. I mean, you know, like I said, I'm just an old country boy, man, and, you know, I grew up with a cane pole and daddy's belt, and I never thought that, you know, we'd ever be on TV. I take that back. I always knew I'd be on TV. I just figured it'd be on Cops.
That's where I know I'm destined to be, I can tell you. Oh, no.
Well, Roddy, have you guys gotten involved in any of the barbecue competitions? Because my buddy there, Aaron, he's a big competition guy. Have you tried your sauces at any of the big barbecue competitions?
You know, I hadn't. That's something we really want to do. You know, them guys at the barbecue competition, they get pretty dead bar serious. I mean, it's, you know, it's like trying to pull teeth with rusty pliers to get somebody to use your stuff because everybody has their own recipes. But Carl, the chef, who, you know, is the guy that helps market our sauce, he used to do a lot of the competitions, and we've been talking. I think that sometime this year and probably next spring, too, we're going to try to do a couple competitions. And, you know, for me, I just like to do the competition so I can walk around and snake food off everybody's grill.
You know,
ain't
nothing
like some free food.
That's right. That's the whole reason I go.
Yeah,
we don't win nothing, but we sure do eat good when we're down there.
That's what it's all about, Bo. You know, I've been to several competitions, and it always impresses me, man. And, you know, just how good some of the food is, and how much time people take to prepare. But I mean, when you grill out in a situation like that, Bo, it's art. You know, Picasso painted, and you got guys who can grill. And me personally, Bo, I'd rather eat a slab of ribs than look at a painting.
Now, also, Amy was supposed to join us today, but I understand she's under the weather and had a surgery. Is she doing okay?
She is recovering. It was a lot more complicated than we assumed. She actually spent 7 hours on the operating table, and so her recovery's a little slower, but I mean, Amy's tougher than Tarzan feet, and, you know, you ain't got to worry about her, brother. She's going to be back around because she's got to have me. I think she's going crazy because she ain't been fussing to me and Bobby all week, so I'm sure we're in for it when she comes back.
Well, Ronnie, we appreciate you coming on this morning and chatting with us and talking about your sauces and the towing business and the TV show, and keep us posted as anything develops and you got any new products or things you want to come out and tell us about and tell our listeners. We'd love to have you on anytime, and I want to mention that the website you folks can find is the LizardLickSauce.com. You can also go to LizardLickTowing.com to find out more about the show, and it happens on Monday nights. I believe it's 10 o'clock East Coast time, right?
Yes, sir, Monday nights at 10.
And the new season starts in July. And are they going to be running the reruns on True TV?
Oh yes, sir. They'll be running marathons and reruns, and you'll start seeing those come back on probably next month. They've got a couple new shows in right now, so they're playing their new shows right now. They be running all the reruns, be running the marathons, and if you ain't seen it, I'm telling you, check it out, Bo, because It'll leave you laughing like a hippie at a hula hoop festival.
Well, Ronnie, thank you for joining us, and I understand you got to go to a meet and greet. We appreciate you coming on our radio show this morning, and keep us posted as things move along.
I'll do it, bud. Make sure y'all go try that sauce, man. I'm telling you, you're going to run a bulldog off the back of meat wagon at lunchtime. Go get the sauce and get licked.
All right, we'll do that. Thanks a lot.
Later, buddy. Y'all have a good
one.
Later, Ronnie. You too, brother.
And that was Ronnie Shirley of Lizard Lick Towing. And by the way, too, he mentioned about the sauces. He's going to be giving us some free sauce for our next contest for next week. And those that are listening who may not know about our contest, we have a contest we run each week, which is called What's in the Cupboard. And What's in the Cupboard basically is we give you 6 ingredients on a Sunday. We post them on Facebook and on the website. And then you have all week long to come up with a recipe using the 6 unusual, sometimes unusual, ingredients that we give you. And then what we're going to be doing next week is giving away some of the Lizard Lick sauces and also an autographed picture of everybody in the Lizard Lick towing group. So it's a great prize, and everybody participate. And all you got to do is just cook something and use those ingredients and post it on Facebook, and we pick a winner every Saturday. And so what do you think there, Aaron? You going to go try out some of the sauce?
Yeah, there's no doubt that I kind of like a Carolina sauce. I kind of like a vinegar-based sauce, especially for my pulled pork. And all I know is that if the nature boy Ric Flair says that it's a good sauce, then I have to believe his endorsement and give it a try.
All right. You know, is he still wrestling, Nature Boy?
He does still make appearances from time to time, and he does still kick people every once in a while. So, yeah.
I can
he's
remember
not, like,
being
full on every week, but, yeah, he's still
involved. I was, like, 12 years old watching Nature Boy Ric Flair in the wrestling matches, and I can't believe it. I mean, do the math. What's he, about 80?
I don't know. I can find out real quick, but I don't think he's like 80. But the thing is, if he is 80, he looks fantastic for 80.
Does he?
I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's just one of those things. He's dude's in great shape still. You know, it's like he just doesn't age. I mean, he's just a cool guy.
Yeah, I can remember the kid is Nature Boy Ric Flair and Andre the Giant and Rufus Freight Train Jones. That was back in the day. Yeah, find out how old he is. And while we were talking a little minute ago about the What's in the Cupboard contest, I guess it's time.
Right.
That's a good segue for us to go ahead and announce the winner. And first of all, before we announce the winner, thank you for everybody who participated. We had more entries this week than we had the week before, so I guess that means something's working. And we're going to be giving away a nice CD here from, oh, my gosh, who CD is it now? All right, don't
Kelly
forget.
Lang.
Kelly Lang, that's right.
Good.
Kelly Lang CD. Sorry about that. I had one of those. I had a brain fart there for a second. Kelly Lang CD to the winner, and there were some interesting recipes that people came up with this time. And did you have a favorite, Aaron?
Oh man, it was really difficult for me to choose to make any decision. But I have it's tossed up between two, for me, and that's what makes it so difficult. One, I have a hard time making the decision because there are toffee squares included.
Yes, I saw that. That was a
and
good one.
And the other, it's really hard for me to say because they really did a great job. They totally made fun of both of us and used arugula. So anyone who takes a jab at us kind of deserves bonus points, I think.
Well, it's funny, those are my two picks, too, and I couldn't decide. I went back and forth, and we put it in the computer to figure out how we're going to judge this, and we came up with the winner, and the winner was the one that was the used the arugula, which she's a lady from Denmark. Her name is Martian. I'm going to say her name wrong. Martian Griff Johns, I think that you say it, and that was the one we chose. Even though she used the arugula, I had to go with that one. After we put it in the computer, spit out the results, she's the winner. So congratulations, and we'll be sending out the CD. We appreciate everyone participating. And don't forget, you can participate. It's real simple. All you got to do is go to whatsinthecupboard.weebly.com and you can find out each week basically what six ingredients you got to use and make something out of it, and then we'll be choosing a winner next week. And like I said earlier, we'll be giving away some of the Lizard Wick barbecue sauce and also the autographed photograph of the cast members of Lizard Wick. And so everybody participate, and congratulations to the winner. And we're going to be taking a brief break here and moving on to our next guest. And Aaron, I don't know what to say. This guy, all the women swoon over him. He's known as the Bachelor Kitchen. That's the name of his magazine, and that's what he goes by on Facebook. And it's nice having another chick magnet on with us.
The upside is he doesn't look quite as good as we do.
No, but so he's okay.
All he does, he just kind of helps balance it out. You can't have two really good-looking dudes all the time. You've got to have at least one who's just kind of so-so. to balance it out. So I think that's the plus with having him on.
Well, he'll be joining us here in a couple of minutes, and I thought this song would probably be very appropriate since he's coming on. And it's by the next guest we have, musical guest that comes on at 12:30 Eastern, which is Brian Mack. This is one of Brian Mack's old songs, and Brian's got some new things he's going to be playing for us in the 12:30 hour, but let's play one of his old ones that kind of goes right along with the Bachelor Kitchen. The song is called "Do I Drive Women Crazy?" We'll be right back.
Do I drive women crazy, or do I just find them that way?
Baxter's Original Premium Barbecue Supply, located at 115 10 Mile Road in Fitzgerald, is where you'll find all of your barbecue supplies in one place. They have competition-grade barbecue sauces, high-quality specialty rub. Baxter's is the home of Komodo Joe ceramic grills, which are better than the Big Green Egg. Shop online at www.baxtersoriginal.com or visit Baxter's Original Premium Barbecue Supply at 115 10 Mile Road or call 229-425-6583.
Is your website missing that extra zing? Do you need a radio commercial? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then I can help you. Hello, I'm Christopher Trimble, and I am a voiceover artist. I offer these great services: website intros, corporate presentations, audiobooks, radio commercials, and much, much more. Check out my site, www.christophertrimble.com, or you can call 407-556-5506. Once again, that phone number is 407-556-5506. Making noise since 1970.
And there you go. We are back. We played a little music, play a few ads, and yeah, check out Crispy, my buddy Crispy, who used to be on our show. And if you need any voiceover work done, he's the man to do it. Check him out on his website, and also check out Baxter's Originals for their, I guess you call them grilling woods or barbecuing woods, Aaron?
Yeah, it's premium smoker wood, I guess is what you call it. For you call it barbecue wood, call it whatever you want.
Can I call it grillbecue?
Don't you dare call it grillbecue. You don't get me fired up already this morning.
Yeah, I know. I cause problems in the barbecue world. I'm sorry, but I mix up the word grilling and barbecuing, and you guys are so sensitive, and you give me a hard time just because I don't use the right terminology. My God.
Yep, I'm punching you. The moment I see you, you're getting punched. That's all there is to it.
Well, we're supposed to have our next guest. His name is Christopher Hill, and I guess he goes by Chris Hill. He's a chef. And he's from Bachelor's Kitchen, and his light ain't lighting up. Maybe I told him the wrong time, but if you guys aren't familiar with Chris, he's got a great website. It's bachelorkitchen.com, and all, like I said earlier, all the women, they just swoon over him, and I guess he's hot to trot based on what the women tell me. I don't know. my meter doesn't work that way, so I have no clue, but some people call him the culinary breath of fresh air. So he's supposed to be joining us here in a couple of minutes. But as we wait for his phone to light up here, I thought I'd go over maybe a little bit of food news since he's not calling in yet. And let me see here. What kind of story got here? How about this one? Consumers are giving the restaurant industry no choice but to let them eat cheap. Taco Bell announced that it's close to rolling out its $1 cravings menu, which has recently began a test in Sacramento and Kansas City. Some prices on its current Why Pay More value meal have crept up to as high as $1.49, Aaron. And the dollar craving menu would ultimately replace it. The big restaurant chains don't do value meals as much anymore, and they're going more with the dollar menus. And despite the wild success of Doritos Locos Tacos, Taco Bell is continuing to market its Happier Hour program through the summer, in which number of food and drink items are sold for a dollar each from 2 to 5 p.m. So check it out. Taco Bell is coming out with a new dollar menu. Have you had that Doritos Locos Taco?
I've had both of them. Since there are two. There's the nacho cheese and Cool Ranch.
And, you like them?
Yeah. And the Cool Ranch is by far the greatest taco ever made.
Yeah, I'm not big on those. So you like it, huh?
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, you got to think. Growing up, when we had like taco salad at home, mom would hook us up with a taco salad. We always use Doritos instead of regular tortilla chips. Always, I grew up with Doritos and my taco salad. So it kind of takes you back. I mean, that's what we did. Just to add a little bit more just change it up, you know, so it's not just plain old corn chips.
I'm reading here, too, on this article here about Dairy Queen. Do you go to Dairy Queen? I haven't been to Dairy Queen probably since I was 7.
No, I haven't been to Dairy Queen in years because they're just not good.
Well, it says Dairy Queen is offering a deal, too. Consumers are still concerned about the economy, unemployment, underemployment, and high gas prices. It's Barry Western, marketing chief of American Dairy Queen. They want more for their hard-earned dollar, and they're offering, what are they offering? I don't know. Looks like some kind of special for $5, but I really didn't. I didn't know Dairy Queen was around anymore. And then you got Steak and Shake. You got Steak and Shake out your way?
Oh, yeah.
I've never been to one. They're offering a special meal for $4, and it says we aim to shield our customers from inflation. Little Caesars is peddling its newest offer, a large deep dish pizza for $8. I've had that. That's pretty good, by the way.
It's probably, as far as, like, well, your fast food pizzas, which is what I call it, like your pizza, Domino's, or your fast food pizzas are not artisan pizzas.
Right.
It's my favorite. It's that deep dish at Little Caesars because they use the best cheese. It's crazy how much better their pizza is.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And then you got, of course, White Castle. We talked about White Castle before,
what?
But they're selling their sliders for 25 cents, which is back to the same price that they were charging in 1960. So you want to get your bag of sliders there?
You can get a bag of sliders. I'll feed them to the pig.
And then KFC has introduced their new boneless combo. By the way, I bought a bucket of chicken this week, speaking of that. I hadn't bought
a bucket of
chicken. Huh?
Did you eat the bones?
Yeah. No, actually, the ones I bought had the bones in it. They had a special on drumsticks and thighs. In fact, I didn't really know it was drumsticks and thighs. I went up there and I thought, wow, $14.99 for a bucket of chicken. That ain't bad. And so when I got it home, it was all thighs and drumsticks. But it was really good. I got the extra crispy. I haven't had that. You ever had one of those cravings where you just ride along, you see the KFC sign, and you just got to pull over?
Nope, I don't eat KFC.
Oh, jeez.
Listen, here's the deal. I need to break it down for you.
Right.
When there is a Popeyes a block away from the KFC, I don't eat KFC.
Really?
Oh, man. The Popeye's chicken absolutely kills KFC. Like, I don't even know how KFC's open when there's Popeye's franchises. It doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, that's another one. I used to get the Popeye's breakfast chicken biscuit. You ever had that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'll burn a hole in your tummy early in the morning with a cup of coffee. Let's see here. Well, we still don't have the Bachelor Kitchen calling in, so I don't know if we got wires crossed, but I guess I can sit here and read more crap about food news while we're waiting. Let's see here. Researchers have discovered that eating mushrooms containing vitamin D2 can be as effective at increasing and maintaining vitamin D levels.
Before you finish this, you cannot say, I'll read more crap about food news and then lead into mushrooms. You cannot do that. You can't. I mean, I caught it. I caught that segue. You can't do that. We gotta start this over. There's no way that you can say I'm gonna talk more crap food news and then lead into mushrooms. We gotta start over.
I thought it was a great segue. I was wondering if anybody would catch it, but. As I was saying, they have lots of vitamin D, and vitamin D is crucial for good bone health and muscle strength. So eat your mushrooms. I've been treated like a mushroom all my life anyway. Kept
I'm
in the dark, fed a bunch of bullshit. Yep, you know it.
Yeah,
let's see here. What else do we have? We talked about burgers last week. Oh, here we go. The icing is coming off America's cupcake craze. Well, the lady we had on the show last week wouldn't be happy about this. It says the craze for $4 gourmet cupcakes appears to be peaking. Demand at some bakeries has flattened. The dessert became a cultural and economic phenomenon over the last decade, with gourmet cupcake shops proliferating, I like that word, across the country, selling increasingly elaborate and expensive concoctions. The craze hit a high mark in June 2011 when Crumbs Bake Shop, a New York-based chain, debuted on the NASDAQ I didn't realize there was a cupcake company on the NASDAQ. It's Creation, a 4-inch tall with fillings such as vanilla custard, caps of buttercream cheese, and decorative flourishes like a whole cookie can cost $4.50 each. Man, whoever wrote this story got it all screwed up. But anyway, Crumbs in part blames store closures from Hurricane Sandy, but others say the chain is suffering from a larger problem. Gourmet cupcakes are having a burnout. The novelty has worn off. It's a short-term trend, and we're starting to see a real saturation. Demand is flat, and quite frankly, people can bake their own cupcakes. You ever stopped and bought one of those $4 cupcakes?
Yep. Sure have, and I will do it again.
Will
you? Oh, yeah. It's possible that I could make a carrot cake cupcake, or it's possible that I could make a red velvet cake cupcake. I mean, that's possible. I could probably do it. But then I got a mess to clean up, and I hate dishes. So I'll go pay $4 for a slam of cupcake with an awesome cream cheese icing and then not have any mess to clean up in my house. I mean, as rarely as we eat cupcakes, I mean, I'd rather just go pay for it than try to make them.
Hey, guess what? I think our guest is calling in. If the button's
awesome.
Working right here, I believe this is his number, so hang on a second. By the way, as I said earlier, Bachelor Kitchen is joining us here. Let me see. I push this button, and if everything's working, I should have Mr. Chef Chris Hill. Good morning or good afternoon, wherever you are. Hey, Chris, are you there?
Good afternoon, barely.
Welcome to the show. I think I told you to call in at the wrong time. So we've been chit-chatting. We actually were talking about you earlier. Did you hear us on the radio?
Well, I caught the last couple minutes or so, and I'm definitely game for some cupcakes.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, it's one of those things. I'll go hit up some cupcakes and not have to worry about making a mess.
I'm actually
well,
in the process of I've been putting a lot of effort towards baking lately, so don't judge me or anything.
It's a great segue for you, too, because the way the women talk, you are quite the cupcakes from what they're all telling me.
Photoshop does wonders.
Hey, Chris, I will not judge you for baking as long as you include bacon in every cupcake. I mean, that's cool. I can handle that.
I can do that. Bacon or bacon grease is a good way.
Either way,
to
man. Either way, it works. As long as there's something bacon involved in your baking.
Let's do it. So, Chris, tell us about Bachelor Kitchen. How in the heck did you get started with Bachelor Kitchen? I assume, first of all, you're a bachelor, right?
I am. It almost happened by accident a little bit. I started the company, well, not intentionally as a company, but as really as a blog. And then it started to build steam, and I now have a business partner and a whole team that helps me. I don't know. I'm sure you've been to the website, but we have a beautiful new website with all sorts of really cool recipes and search options, plus my blog, which has a lot of my writing, all of my video stuff. And then recently we launched our studio kitchen, so I've been busy in the studio there rocking out recipes and trying to get more content out to YouTube and everything else. So, but yeah, it was almost by accident, and it slowly built steam and started getting some attention, and then some people came into me with interest, and here we are.
Well, it sounds like you're doing pretty good, and you're the talk of the town over there. Now, you've got you got restaurants, too. Is it one in Atlanta and one in Norfolk?
I've just spent a lot of time in Atlanta, but actually it's up in Norfolk, yeah.
My old stomping grounds, by the way.
That's right, yeah. So you were at ODU, right?
Yep, I'm an Old Dominion grad and not too far from probably where is your restaurant?
It's actually right downtown, right in the business district.
What's it called?
It's a three-way cafe. It's a sandwich bistro. Opened up for breakfast recently, so actually I've been up here a lot working on the menu and getting everybody trained and making sure that all the dishes come out the way they should be. And we're doing a really cool play on a lot of different breakfast items, which is a lot the same way that our lunch menu is with sandwiches, but redefined with different flavors and ways to get people interested and a part of, you know, what we're doing.
Did you say it was called Threesome Cafe? Is that what you said?
Might as well be. It's a three-way cafe.
Three-way cafe. I threw that in. I threw that in for the lady listeners.
Well, we figured we were like going back and forth. We opened, and then we're like, all right, well, there's enough of the younger demographic that finds it entertaining. The old people have no idea what the hell we're talking about, so
right.
What's wrong with it? So, yep. So yeah, I have Bachelor Kitchen, and then I have a Three Way Cafe.
Now, Bachelor Kitchen's an actual magazine, right?
Yep. Well, we right now we're doing some really cool online magazines. Like I recently did one on Charleston, and then I was actually getting printed here in Virginia. We're kind of going a different route, but we're going to be doing more seasonal type stuff where you can be part of our subscription base. And then I did a holiday recipe guide, which had about 50 recipes or so that we have for sale during the holiday season, and found that magazines are one thing, but you know, throwing together 50 recipes with, you know, content and everything, it's a lot of work. So definitely keeps us busy.
Yes, it
definitely
is. Now, if I was to go to the three-way cafe, what's some of your specialties there?
Like our sandwich specialties, we do probably my favorite is our Figgy Piggy, which is a fig-glazed pork tenderloin sandwich, which is over spinach.
All right.
And then served with an herb aioli, some smoked gouda, and some house roasted tomatoes. So things of that nature that are a little bit, you know, off the beaten path. But then we have everything we do is cooked in house, so all our meats and soups and sauces from scratch, and we roast all of our vegetables in house and everything. So it's all obviously fresh and as local as we can get it. And then we do everything from the kind of more basic chicken salad type stuff to the really creative stuff, trying to get people to slowly make their way towards trying the stuff that, you know, I really enjoy putting together, you know, having a creative eye for things.
Now, you actually, you're a self-trained chef, right? You don't have, like, background culinary school?
I do not. Actually, I went to the University of Alabama, Roll Tide. Actually went back and got a master's in marketing. But along the way, I worked in restaurants starting actually in high school at the Atlanta Fish Market. Actually, my real love is seafood. But along the way, I was the guy who was in class reading cookbooks versus studying math. And I always had a real interest for it. And finally, after doing consulting for a couple of years back in Atlanta, I was fed up with my boss and fed up with sitting at a desk all day and took a chance, and here we are.
Now, how long have you actually been in the restaurant business?
About 12 years or so. This restaurant opened about 3 years ago, but on and off about 12 years, working stints through college and then even while I was in consulting. I did a little bit of some catering stuff with my brother in Atlanta, and then I started a blog originally about 5 years ago, and then I started Bachelor Kitchen about 2 years ago.
And you also do, like, videos. I believe you have videos on YouTube, correct?
Yep. We just launched it's Bachelor Kitchen Magazine is the YouTube channel, so y'all check it out. We're in the process of throwing a bunch of stuff on there. And then, obviously, all the different TV shows throughout the Southeast, I'm on, those are all posted as well.
All right. And you got any more restaurants up your sleeve anytime soon?
I wouldn't be opposed to it if we have any investors out there.
Well, I think you ought to start a restaurant with Aaron and I, and we just feature bacon.
Bacon and cupcakes.
There you go, bacon and cupcakes. I like that.
Actually, I do too. It has a nice little ring to it.
Pigs and cupcakes. Pig can.
Somebody better hurry up and jump on that.
yeah.
Now, if people want to find you, I mentioned it earlier, they can find you at bachelorkitchen.com, and your slogan is fall in love with cooking. And
that's right.
You know, it's probably safer than falling in love with anything else, I guess. That's how you stay a bachelor, right?
I definitely stay busy enough to stay a bachelor. But, you know, a lot of it's just recipes and my cooking style, which is, you know, I'm from the South, so a lot of just traditional American dishes that have my spin, a lot of international flavors. I think the biggest problem with typical American food is it's, you know, when you think of the traditional Paula Deen type stuff, it's all butter or heavy cream or this one's a little bacon or pork fat, but, you know, a lot of fats involved.
Right.
So taking the traditional ideas and then putting a spin, adding flavor through, you know, over Far East or you know, South American flavors where they add sweets and spices and acids that really give a punch to dishes. So a lot of it's redefining those dishes with some of those elements.
So instead of just kind of seasoning fats, you're seasoning it with seasoning, and that's kind of cool.
I don't know if I'm letting the cat out of the bag, and if I am, sorry, but I guess you're in the process of working on trying to put together a TV show?
Yeah, well, that's kind of the whole goal for the studio kitchen is building that more and more. Yeah, I would obviously be ready to start one now. But I've talked with the casting people a lot of those shows and I think for now really just knocking out more content, you know, showing that we obviously do have a really loyal following and a great following. To just showing them, you know, that we have, you know, what it takes to build an audience or to keep an audience entertained and in a, you know, part of our community.
Well, see, I think you should come out with a show, and you can use Aaron and me, and we call it, like, Three Hot Dudes in the Kitchen.
That's right. That sounds good, too.
No.
And we all go on shirtless, right?
Yeah, there you
go.
Yeah,
that's
good. Whatever it takes.
Nobody ever watches again.
Yeah. Why are the ratings so bad?
Oh, my God. Every person who watches blind. Nobody can see it. It'd be a disaster.
Or maybe we'll have a little workout segue into, like, the cooking part.
And by the way, I posted a picture of you. It was actually a cartoon of you on my Facebook page where some guy was throwing you on the grill, and I told you I was going to commence with a real grilling of you today on the show, but it looks like you got yourself a fan, somebody making little cartoon characters of you.
Yeah, that's actually my brother. So
that's your
brother? That's my brother. Who thinks he's pretty clever. He's got I can't remember what the app is. It's actually pretty funny. If y'all haven't seen it, check it out. There's an app where you can go on and create your little characters and little scenes. And yeah, literally he's I think a character wearing like a chef coat, and I have my spiky hair and my little tight blue shirt on, and he's got me right over the flame.
Well, Chris, I appreciate you taking time to be on our show, and I want everybody to go check out your website. It's bachelorkitchen.com. You can find out about Chris's magazine. You can find out about his restaurants. You can find his video series. You can find out all kinds of things. You can probably ask for a date, whatever you want to do, on bachelorkitchen.com, where you fall in love with cooking, and I'm going to be heading your way sometime soon, and I'm going to have to go check out the three-way cafe in Norfolk, and it all sounds really good, and keep us posted as things develop, and if you get that TV show, if you need, you know, two hot guys to go along with you, just let us know.
Hey, y'all are my first two choices. I'm throwing it out there right now.
Yeah,
That's okay. What I'm talking about. Also, check me out on Facebook. I'm sure most of your followers are follow you on Facebook too, but it's Facebook.com/ Bachelor Kitchen on Facebook. So,
all right,
thanks,
great.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
All right, thank you. We appreciate it. And take care.
Thanks for coming.
Have a good weekend.
All right,
see
you. All right, check his website out. Like I said it like 10 times. I'll say it again. BachelorKitchen.com. It's a really nice website. He's got a great blog there, and we give him a hard time, but. The women do like him, and hey, whatever works. And if he does need, it just dawned on me. What was that guy's name on Saturday Night Live that did the dancers, the guy dancing? What are they called? Help me here, Aaron.
I can't help you.
I know you can't help me. I'm beyond help. I can't think of it now. But anyway, I was thinking about you and me dressed up with little bow ties around our neck. What are those guys?
Oh,
called?
You're talking about the Chippendales with Chris Farley and
Chris Farley. Yeah, there you go. Okay,
and Swayze when they went and did the Chippendales. Yeah, Yeah, that's exactly what we would look like, by the way.
Anyway, well, what I want to do is take a break because I need one. I'm having lots of brain farts this morning. I don't know what the deal is. I didn't drink enough coffee, but I'm going to play another one of Brian Mack's songs, and this is one of his new songs. It's called Moonshine Glow, and I could use some Moonshine Glow right now. We'll be back here after the song, and hopefully Brian will be calling in after the song, and we will move forward. So everybody hang tight. This is Brian Mack, Moonshine Glow.
Up on a mountain top, I got a moonshine glow. Up where the waters flow, nice and slow. Take me back to that moonshine glow. That's where my lady and me had to know. That's where we found out where everything goes. Take me back to that moonshine glow.
Mac, Moonshine Glow, and we are back. And Aaron, are you there? It looks like your light's on.
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Light's on and nobody's home, but we got Brian Mack joining us here. And let me see here. Push the button. Can you tell I'm just not with it this morning?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can tell. There's something. You're out of it. I don't know what's wrong with you.
I didn't put enough whiskey in my coffee, I guess. All right, let's see. Press the button, and we should have, I hope, that this is working. Brian, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. Welcome to the show.
Well, good morning, guys.
How are you?
Doing great. Good morning from Nashville.
Hey, hey, hey. Brian has been on our show before, and I don't know if you were listening earlier. We played one of your songs, Do I Drive Women Crazy, which is one of my favorite songs, and you got some new stuff, and you wanted to come on and join us this morning to tell us about your new music and what's going on in Nashville. And I love that song we just played, Moonshine Glow. So tell us about your new music and what's happening there.
Well, I'm kind of into a new project, Brian Mack and the Farm Dogs. And we've gone pretty much with a bluegrass Americana sound, getting away from the electric hard beating sound and kind of putting everything into picturing sitting around a barbecue in the backyard with some wooden instruments and just picking along. And obviously sipping some moonshine is a good precursor for a good barbecue.
Yeah.
I moved down here to Tennessee, and first thing I came across, I wanted to taste some of this moonshine, and that's something else, let me tell you. If you've ever had any, the real stuff, Popcorn Sutton is one of my favorite flavors. And in fact, on Broadway, there's a place called Bootleggers that has it right on the bar, right at the tap.
Really?
There. And I had the opportunity of playing on their stage there after having a couple shots. That was a lot of fun. But, yeah, you can, it's legal stuff, and it's legal tender. And
do they make it right there? Is it made right there in Tennessee?
It's made right here in Tennessee, and in fact, there's a couple stills around. There's a couple stilleries around. They're regulated and licensed and totally legal. But we're talking stuff that's 130 proof. You
wow.
know, so yeah, it'll take the paint off your teeth. You know.
I always yep. heard they always said why do the people up there in the wood country and the rednecks and the guys who made all the make all the moonshine, why are they barefoot? It's because everything that they drink knocks their shoes off.
Oh yeah, well, you don't need shoes when you can't get up anyway. So
that's true. So you're coming out with a new CD. And I believe the name of it is actually one of the songs I'm going to play next. Is the name of the CD is called Smiles All Around?
Smiles All Around, yeah. In fact, everybody's in kind of in the dumpster right now, attitude-wise. It's hard to get your chin up off the bar, as it were, with the economy and things going on as they are.
Right.
So what we do is I was out with a couple friends, a couple talented singers in town, and I said, you know what we need to order up is some smiles all around. And that's kind of started the whole thing. And doing some picking, doing some playing with it, and it's had some pretty good response. So,
well, let's go ahead and play it, let everybody get a taste of your new music, and we'll come back and chat a little bit. This is Brian Mack, and the song is called Smiles All Around.
smiles all around.
And that was Brian Mack, his new song, Smiles All Around. Yes, we do need more smiles all around. Well, you're right. There's a lot of frowny people I've been seeing lately.
Yeah, too much of that going on. So we need to share some smiles, you know? Smiles are addictive. And you can catch one real easy if you just see one. So
just throw in some of that moonshine glow and you'll get lots of smiles.
Oh, you sure will. But you can tell that we're heading more towards a wooden sound.
Yes.
I've got with the Farm Dogs, Mike Eddings is my upright bass player. He's just awesome. And I've got Chip Smith playing mandolin and lap steel on some of the things we do. And the three of us, we're searching right now for a percussionist. And trying to hold on to a drummer and a percussionist is kind of tough. But, you know, we're playing around town here. We've been... we played just recently Antique Archaeology, which is the home to American Pickers, the TV show. And they have on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, they've got live music here in Nashville. Just about every place you go to. Heck, you can go to a grocery store and they got live music. So, but that's a fun place to play in Archaeology. And we'll be playing at the Commodore here in June. Just kind of picking and choosing where we're playing. I'm enjoying doing a lot of studio work and just writing. The new album has got 8 songs on it right now, and they're heading towards, you know, more Americana sound with some bluegrass picking, some banjo, mandolin, and that kind of thing, but more a storytelling type of stuff of where we're at and kind of uplifting. I was told by a radio producer here, a good friend, by name of Billy Denton, that my music is kind of country inspirational, and that's a new genre and category that's coming up, inspirational country. So that I think it kind of fits. I'm trying to send a message. We got enough negative messages going, certainly in the media. So
it's good stuff. I like the music, and I've been playing it since you sent me the new tunes. And you're right, it's a different sound than what you had before, and I was just thinking, you said you need a percussion player. I've been known to beat my own drum on Facebook, so maybe I can help you out.
I've heard of that. I heard that. Well,
hey,
if you can sit on a cajon and keep a beat and find the pocket, you got a job.
Unfortunately, I got 2 left hands. All I can do is talk. That's the only gift that God gave me. But so let me ask you a couple questions about this Farm Dog Entertainment. What exactly is that?
Well, Farm Dog Entertainment is it's kind of, I'm doing some agent work. I'm doing some connections with artists in town and artists I know from Minnesota and California and all around the country, and just kind of networking and representing them a little bit, helping them out. I've toured up through the northern states for a couple years, and I kind of know the ins and outs of the bars and how to get booked and how to promote yourself, and that's kind of what I work with. I've got some people on the Farm Dog Entertainment list as famous as Alex Call. The name might not hit you, but his song Jenny 8675309 might ring a bell to people.
Know that song?
Yeah, he's he's a good friend. I met him when I moved down here, and he was in fact my neighbor, and so. You know, just started repping him doing solo things. He's written some fantastic songs. He's gone the same genre, Americana and country feel to it. He's got some beautiful songs. A good friend of mine, Matt Nichols, which I'd like to get him on the show with you sometime. Matt Nichols is just a very talented southern rock feel with a good Americana sound to it. He's got the album out, 23120. And, in fact, he's going to be playing at 12th and Porter tonight in Nashville with his band. But just a great guy and a good sound. That's kind of what Farm Dogs is doing, is helping promote bluegrass, southern rock, Americana-type sound, and working that direction.
Yeah. Well, as you know, anybody you represent is always welcome on our show. You've had some folks you've sent our way before, and they've all been – excellent people. And matter of fact, Julie Gribble, I believe, was someone you're associated with, right?
Yes, Julie Gribble, what a good friend she is, and she's had three TV spots on national TV, and she's got I think 4 albums out right now, and just a fantastic storyteller.
Yeah.
And her songwriting ability is just amazing. So that's the thing here in Nashville. You just come across so many great songwriters. You come into a room to play it, and you're rubbing elbows with some fantastic writers. And lo and behold, you find out that, hey, they wrote a cut for Trace Adkins, and here they are. They're just sitting on a bench stool, and they're playing. So anybody
right.
who comes to Nashville, you're going to really be in for a treat. Not only the Opry or the Ryman, it's just any of the Broadway bars, you might walk in and just see someone sitting there that wrote for Alan Jackson or any of the people. So it's fun. There's something about Nashville in itself. I don't know if it's the alignment of the moon and the stars, but talk about creativity. Sometimes I'll come across a period of time where I just can't put the pen down. I'm just writing like crazy, and things come up, you know. So I wrote one called Bills on the Table, and it's kind of put just the name itself kind of sets the tone. You know, a guy just thinking about those bills on the table, and he's got 3 kids that are hungry, but the wife that's proud of him, but he's looking for a job, you know, that kind of thing. So, yeah, the story writing and the songwriting is a lot of fun, and it's a great place to be creative. Nashville.
While we talk about speaking of storytelling, the next song I'm going to play is called Mr. Peabody's Mine, and there's a story behind the song. Fill in the listeners before we play a song. What's the background to that?
Well, this song, a good friend of mine down in Australia sent me a documentary on Peabody's Mine, which is what's happening to the miners in West Virginia. The pensioners are really getting the shaft here because Peabody has sold the mine to Patriot Mining Company, and they're turning around and filing bankruptcy to wipe out all of the pensioners. So these people that have put their life into mining, and most of them are sick now, they've got extreme health situations because of working in the industry, and now they won't be protected because of a corporate bait and switch. And it's being contested right now in court over in St. Louis, so it's going before some magistrates so they can take a look to see if this is actually going to be legal and credible, and certainly is not moral. It's got some problems with it. But once I watched the documentary, it just got me mad. It just got me angry, and I had to write something. So I with a kind of a influence and thinking kind of along those lines of Steve Earle meets Neil Young meets Brian Mack. That's kind of like where this song came from.
Yeah,
I was
going to say, you sound like Neil Young definitely in this song. So I'm going to play this next. It's called Mr. Peabody's Mine. Everybody hang tight. We'll be right back after the song. That was our good buddy Brian Mack, Mr. Peabody's Mine. And Brian, we appreciate you joining us this morning to talk, or this afternoon, your time, to talk about your new CD. And is the CD now out?
Right now, it's going through the process to get up on iTunes, and got just one more to finish up. But yeah, that's definitely going to be out here any day now. Country Thinking, where Dribbleman Crazy and Mr. Jack are, that you can find that one on iTunes right now. Just iTunes, Brian Mack, and definitely buy a copy. It helps out the studio fees.
Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning, and I wish you success on the new CD. And you got other folks part of the Farm Dog Entertainment Group. You make sure you send them to our little radio show, and we'll certainly play their stuff.
Will do. Will do. Absolutely. I always enjoy coming on, and thank you much for the invite. And Aaron, I didn't say hey to you, but glad to hear that you're joining the radio show. That's great here. Yeah.
Yeah, brother. I was trying not to interrupt. There was so much good info being sent out. I didn't want to cut in. Normally, I make fun of everything Frank. I make fun of everything Brilliant says. I just couldn't do it today. I couldn't make fun of him. He was doing too good a job.
He was doing his own good, huh?
I was throwing my own self under the bus. Well, Brian, thank you very much, and take care and keep us posted. And you got any new things come along, just let us know.
I will do. You guys have a great rest of your day.
All right, you too. Take care. All right, everybody check out. I didn't mention his website, but he does have a website here, too. It's www.onesheet.com/BrianMacBand. You can find out more about Brian's music and some of his other CDs. And we've almost blown through the full 90 minutes, Aaron, and I'm sorry. I was talking away, and I just go over there taking a snooze, so I didn't want to bother you.
Oh, no, I wasn't thinking. I was just listening and paying attention and just listening to you and trying not to – I was trying to bite my tongue because Brian was having a good time, and I didn't want to make too much fun of you while he was doing a good job. So, you know, it's one of those things that you're fumbling and bumbling and stumbling, and you're doing that on your own. I didn't need to jump in.
Yeah, I've had a rough day. Maybe next week it'll be better. And speaking of next week, there's a segue. We have – Saberici joining us, talking about the recipes for love, and she's also going to be talking about her line of chocolates, and I guess, I don't know if I'm letting the cat out of the bag, but I will anyway. I think she's about ready to sign a deal with a big retailer, and her chocolate line's going to be nationwide. And
I'm still waiting to get some of those, by the way.
Yeah, I know. They sound good, and I've been asking her to send me some, but I still go to my P.O. box and look, and they're still not there. But
that's what I'm saying. I don't know what the deal is going on here, but Saber's got to tighten up.
Yeah, really. And then we've also got next week Nikki from the Food Network. She's actually known as the Grill Next Door. She'll be joining us. And from what I hear, that the Green Egg guys might be joining us next week too. And you know all about that Green Egg there, Aaron.
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do.
As a matter of fact, I have two butts on right now.
Hey, don't get personal now.
I'm just saying, I got two butts that are smoking right now. So yeah, I'm familiar with the Green Egg. Familiar with it.
And we got JC Dawn, the singer who's been on before. She's joining us with some new stuff. And let me see here on the list here. We got Chef Jeff Jones. You know Chef Jeff Jones?
No.
Look him up on Facebook.
Man, I've got to look him up now. I'm going to be a guest. He's just really putting me on the spot there.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. He's coming on in 2 weeks, and we have Average Betty. We got Chef Franco. We got Chef Christo. We've got a whole bunch of new musical talent joining us. So, anyway, wanted to mention all those and keep posted on our Facebook looking at who's joining the show. And also, don't forget about our contest, What's in the Cupboard. We need all you foodies out there to participate. Like we said, next week we're going to be giving away Lizard Lick sauce along with autographed photograph of the cast members of Lizard Lick Towing, and we appreciate them donating that prize. And we've got a whole slew of what we got right now in our cupboard is a bunch of prizes, huh, Aaron?
We do have quite a few prizes. We've had some great guys, some great people, you know, really donate some awesome prizes that we're putting together. So we're going to have at least, you know, once we figure out what we're going to do in what order, I mean, we'll at least have a great prize pack to include with the Lizard Lick sauce and autographs. And then throughout the next few weeks, a couple of good prize packs going together, and you know, we're always looking to increase those prizes. But man, we have some great vendors that have just really hooked us up. So
yes, thank you to all the vendors that have stepped up to the plate and donated things for the contest. And it's real easy to play. All you got to do is just cook something, and supposedly that's what foodies do. So the contest shouldn't be too tough. And this next week, I'm going to throw you a curveball with the ingredients. So be prepared for a weird item in the. The ingredients. We'll be posting that tomorrow on Facebook, and we want to look for everybody. Put your entries in, and we'll be choosing. We'll slap all the recipes in the computer and pick a winner next Saturday. And Aaron, did you have anything else to add before I sign off the show?
No, that's it. I've got to go check on these Mother's Day butts. So we're gonna have we're celebrating Mother's Day a little bit early. I mean, you know, I want to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, but
we're going to celebrate Mother's Day a little bit early and have a Mother's Day dinner tonight. So I'm doing Mother's Day butt. So we're going to have pulled pork and, you know, I think we're going to do pulled pork and low country boil. So it'll be some shrimp and crab legs and sausages, corn, and all the good stuff.
I got this awful thought in my head, Mother's Day and having a little butt, and it's just, I don't even want to go there.
That's not an awful thought. It could be fun as long as it's not with your own mom.
I mean, this is
not the Oedipus Rex hour.
And on that creepy note, I'm going to sign off. We'll play your buddy Sunset Circus, their song, Everything About You, and everyone have a nice weekend. Like Aaron said, have a nice Mother's Day, and we'll be back here next week, same time, same place. Tell all your friends, tell all your foes, tell them about our show. We appreciate you joining us, and here we go. This is Sunset Circus. Everyone have a nice weekend.
I look into your eyes, it takes my breath away. And that sexy smile upon your face, well, it makes my day. Like the way you walk and the way you talk, and just how you brush your hair. Guess everything about you, baby, just takes me there. Like the way you move and the way you groove, how every song's your favorite, how the room lights up when you walk in with your body soft to sway. Before I start to ramble on, I guess hear what I'm saying. Everything about you, baby, just turns me on. Every little detail, darling, every little song. Every time you call my name, well, the feeling's strong. I guess that's why I had to write this song. For everything about you. She's my secretary, she's my go-to girl, the one with all the info. Back at home when we're alone, she's my twisted little nympho. She's been known to drink too long, sometimes she carries on. But she looks at me with those bedroom eyes and man, it's on. Everything about you, baby, just